workers, the chair, and the security and government have been suffering hardship for the week and day for development. Kazan Belinda Road establishment kicked out at government slowed amendment process. In Slovenia, Mali sees record surge in foreign kidnapping as jihadist groups. My name is Mukolo Mwamba. Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayari has announced that government has finalized a landmark agreement between Zambia, Tanzania, and the Republic of China to revitalize Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament this morning, Mr. Tayari said the deal signals the rebirth of one of Africa's most significant symbols of freedom, friendship, and economic independence. Mr. Tayari explained that the 1,160 kilometer railway constructed between 1970 and 1975 has long stood as a monument of pan-African unity and South Africa cooperation, connecting the Copper Belt to international markets through the port of Dar es Salaam. He says after extensive consultations among the three governments, a 31-year concession has been concluded with China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation to breathe new life into the rail system. The minister reported that the investment amounts to $1.4 billion, with the bulk directed towards capital equipment and full rehabilitation of the railway, with the plan including complete restoration of the entire track network, the acquisition of a modern fleet of locomotives, wagon, passenger switches, and the establishment of a major logistics and airport facility at Kapirin Poshi. He assured that the welfare of Tazara workers remains a central priority and the government direction of all staff will be retained within the bi-national entity, while up to 300 qualified employees will be absorbed by the concessionaire with full terminal benefits settled beforehand.
I stated in the statement, Madam Speaker, Tazara remains a bi-national asset. There has been no selling, no transfer, no disposal, as the Honourable Member may impugn. Madam Speaker, the concession agreement is very, very specific. And that is why I said only 200 to 300 workers are moving to the concessionaire. And by law, because they will be moving to the concessionaire, all their severance package terminal benefits will be paid. It means that majority of the workers remain working for Tazara. To just shed more light, what has been concessioned, Madam Speaker, is merely the freight business of Tazara. If we were selling Tazara, we would have come to the House indeed to speak to Article 210.
Kazembe Lunda Royal Establishment has rejected the current constitution amendment process, citing concerns over the narrow focus and lack of public participation. In a formal submission to the ongoing constitutional process, the establishment has urged government to prioritize implementing the enhanced Bill of Rights and ensure a genuinely driven, people-driven approach. The submission signed by His Royal Highness Mwata Kazembe the 19th has expressed concerns over the Technical Committee's narrow focus on electoral and governance matters and the inclusion of only two traditional leaders on the committee. The establishment has since formally rescued itself from contributing to the positions outlined in the submission guide, citing fundamental flaws in the process. The establishment has, however, pledged its commitment to engaging with institutions that uphold ethics, integrity, and sincerity, ensuring Zambia's constitution serves the present and future generations. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo says Zambia remains committed to advancing Africa's migration and humanitarian agenda through solidarity, shared responsibility, and visionary leadership. Mr. Matembo has emphasized that Zambia's tenure as chair of the 4th Specialized Technical Committee on Migration, Refugees and Internally Displaced Persons has been guided by the conviction that Africa must take full charge of its migration narrative and humanitarian response mechanisms. Reflecting on Zambia's leadership achievements, Mr. Matembo noted that the Bureau, under Zambia's chairmanship, worked tirelessly to elevate migration and humanitarian affairs from technical spaces to the political heart of the African Union. He was speaking when he presented Zambia's handover report during the fifth ordinary session of the Specialized Secretary Committee on Migration, Refugees and Internally Displaced Persons held at the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. This is contained in a statement issued by the Press Secretary for Press and Tourism at the Zambian Embassy in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, Hambaya Mungandu. A 13-year-old boy has drowned in a dam in Kasope, Chingola, after he went to collect wild fruit with his older brother and another child. Kopperbos Police Commissioner Pepia Siandenge, who confirmed the incident, which occurred on the 11th of November, around 16 hours, says the victim, Shadrick Sinkala, is reported to have attempted to swim in a dam despite being advised against it by his older brother. Mr. Siandenge says the boy entered the water, swam briefly, and later went under, failing to resurface. He says the older brother rushed to the roadside to seek help after realizing that Shadrick had drowned and encountered a passerby who quickly proceeded to the dam. Mr. Siandenge, however, says initial reports to locate the boy's body were unsuccessful. The matter was then reported to Kasombe Police Force, and officers visited the scene, conducted further searches, but the body still could not be found. In global news, Mali is facing a dramatic escalation in insecurity as jihadist groups have carried out a record number of kidnappings targeting foreigners this year. According to data from ACLED, at least 226 foreigners nationals were abducted between May and October 2025, the highest figure ever recorded in the country. The number nearly doubled the previous record of 13 kidnappings in 2022. Victims include Chinese, Indian, Egyptian, Marathi, Iranian nationals, as well as several people from the Balkans, the Serbian, the Croats, and the Bosnians. BBC reports on other world news.
The UN Human Rights Council is holding an emergency session on Sudan, focusing on allegations of a massacre in Al-Fasher. 2,000 people are believed to have been killed by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Russia has hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and other parts of the country with its latest overnight bombardment of drones and missiles. President Zelensky has said at least four people have been killed and dozens wounded, including children and a pregnant woman. China has warned Japan that it will suffer a crushing defeat if it tries to use force to interfere in the dispute over the status of Taiwan. Earlier, Japan's new Prime Minister, Sunae Takeuchi, had said that an armed attack on the self-governing island could prompt a military response from Japan.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Taking flight on air and online. The Business News is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Private Sector Development Association Chairperson Yusuf Dodia has underscored the importance of competition in driving quality and affordability of products in Zambia. Mr. Dodia warns that blocking imports of locally produced products could lead to substandard products on the Zambian market, contrary to concerns raised by GIT Inspections and Trading Limited Chief Executive Officer John Chibuye over Zambia's allowing imports of products that are locally produced. Mr. Dodia is instead urging government to focus on attracting investment in Zambia's economy, stating that imposing tariff barriers and price controls do not improve an economy. In an interview with Phoenix Business News, Mr. Dodia is advocating for a competitive market that drives innovation and quality.
Once you start blocking products from other countries, you create monopolies within your own countries. And those monopolies mean poor quality and high prices. So in the modern free market economy, you try to get as many investors in a particular sector as possible so that they can compete amongst each other and give the best quality at the best price to the consumer. So the issue of price control